Authorities still do not know what has caused a deadly E. coli outbreak in Germany. But 22 people are dead and more than 2,000 across Europe have become sick. At first, German officials pointed the finger at cucumbers grown in Spain. Next, it was bean sprouts grown on an organic farm in northern Germany. Now tests on that farm are proving inconclusive. To address the crisis and its economic impact, the European Union is holding an emergency meeting today. To learn more, we call the Economist's Berlin Bureau Chief, Brooke Unger. Mr. Unger, welcome.
Thank you.
Could you give us some sense of where the investigation into the source of the outbreak stands? It seems as though they keep jumping around from country to country, vegetable to vegetable.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, there's a pretty strong suspicion that it has something to do with raw vegetables, but there are an awful lot of raw vegetables in the world, and they haven't really figured out which one it is. The authorities are advising people still not to eat tomatoes, salad, lettuce, and cucumbers. So even though the Spanish cucumbers have been exonerated, they're still warning us off that. And now they've fixed on bean sprouts, but, you know, there's no conclusive evidence that was the cause either. So they're still running around trying to figure out what it is. And, you know, every day that goes by when they don't find the source is makes it less likely that they will in the end find it.
So what's been the reaction in Germany?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of fear and concern and worry. I mean, this is a very serious outbreak. You know, as you mentioned, more than 2,000 people have fallen ill, and, you know, about a third of those develop a complication from the bacteria called hemolytic uremic syndrome, which, you know, can be fatal. And even if it's not fatal, it can be permanently damaging. So, you know, people are very worried, and they've sharply reduced their consumption of raw vegetables. And the continent is sort of up in arms about this.
What about farmers? Apparently, so far, the farmers that were thought to have caused this outbreak have been exonerated, as you put it. But one would imagine that the economic impact on them has been particularly bad, and people who raise the same kind of vegetables also bad.
Well, it has been. I mean, there's been a real sort of ripple effect from the few vegetables that people have sort of identified as possible causes to really to all fruits and vegetables. Spanish farmers have talked about losses of 200 million euros a week, which is about like $290 million. German farmers talk about losses of 30 million euros a week. The Russians have banned all fruit and vegetable exports from the European Union. And, you know, consumption has just fallen drastically. I mean, it's a 50 billion euro a year market, so farmers are suffering.
Is this so serious that you're looking at the possibility that an entire crop season will be lost to European farmers?
Well, I'm not sure it's that serious. I mean, maybe fortunately, some of these, I believe the cucumber season, for example, in Spain was coming to an end. So, you know, even though people stopped eating Spanish cucumbers, they probably would have done so in a couple of weeks anyway. And you know, and some things are more affected than others. I mean, you know, me personally, I'm avoiding the things that the authorities tell me to avoid, but I'm still eating, you know, raspberries and apples and things like that. But, you know, the head of the European Union Vegetable Growers Association talks about a virtual standstill in the market right now, which I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, but still it's a very serious problem.
Thank you very much, Mr. Unger.
Thank you.
The Economist's Brooke Unger joined us from Berlin.